sen aquel que lo besó erótico. Si vos le veis a mi dos, me iro de lo mero, iro dormir a la cuora soy. Si vos le veis a mi dos, me iro de lo mero.
Well, welcome back to another 2 hours of, to the second hour of 2 hours of Jewish soul music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. Those of you who are regular listeners know that the second hour features Chazanis. So first let me make an announcement. Obviously, you're listening because you are a fan of Chazanis. December 4th, two wonderful concerts will be taking place. It's Motzei Shabbos. That's December 4th. Erev Chanukah is December 1st. So there are two great concerts, one at the Manhattan Beach Jewish Center featuring three wonderful cantors, Pinchas Cohn, Yonki Lemmer, and Nathaniel Herstick, and then at Park East, Yitzhomir Helfgott and Shimon Farkish. So you really got a lot to choose from there. It's going to be Pinchas Cohn, Yonki Lemmer, Nathaniel Herstick at Manhattan Beach Jewish Center, and Shamir Helfgott and Farkish at Park East. I'll be giving you more information about that as time draws near, how to get tickets and so forth. Okay, I have a really interesting program. Well, yes, I hope I always do, but this... is again for lovers of Chazanis who know that every year there is a wonderful concert at Congregation Beth Shalom that's in Lawrence in memory of cantor Moshe Ehrlich. And I've been to most of them, and they are just done in such well, I would say dignity and class, to say the least, and always with a wonderful lineup. In June of 2007, that was the fifth annual Congregation Beth Sholom concert. It featured Shamir Helfgott, cantor Joel Kaplan, he's the chazan of Congregation Beth Sholom, and cantor Moshe Shulhoff. There's also Charles Mulbauer. I don't forget a chance to hear him, but I was there, and I'm going to be playing selections from that concert, and we'll be hearing from cantor Joel Kaplan towards the end of the program. So without any further ado, let me get on to the first selection from that concert. It's Shamir Helfgott with Sheh HaShalom Shalo. And I just want to tell you something. There is a difference between, I have to tell you this, but there's a certain electricity that occurs when a chazan or any performer is performing before a live audience and just in a recording studio, and there is something that happens that's a little different. So this is a selection by Yankel Talmud, Sheh HaShalom Shalo, and Shamir Helfgott.
Shalom, Nisa.
moj vašo loj porahamo u jevorej e za moj vašo
Shamir Helfgott. Of course, how could I forget that Danny Goldar, the world's greatest accompanist for Chazonim, was the accompanist that evening. He's just superb, isn't he? Okay, we're next going to hear the cantor of the shul of Beth Shalom. By the way, Joel, I always get mixed up. I know it's the five towns. Is it Cedarhurst or Lawrence? When I speak to you later, you'll clear that up. Anyway, it's Beth Shalom of the five towns. Let's hear Chazon Joel Kaplan with Lekel Baruch Ne'imot.
Nehimos yiteinu lemelech kerecha Oh,
Cantor Joel Kaplan, and that was Lekel Baruch Nimos. We're next going to hear Rachem with cantor Moshe Shulhoff and Benny Amar accompanying him.
La 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 Nisro Elah Mechorachem V'yal Yerushalayim Yirecho Rachem Rachem Malchus bis David Meshichecho V'yala Bais Agod V'yakadosh Rachem 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 Oy 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 Yaltzi oy Mishkan Kivoy Pecho
David Meshichecho,
David Meshichecho,
Ve'ala Bayis Adonai, Ve'yako Adonai, Shenikera, Shenikera,
Oh, my God.
peis tovid mishiyecho.
Yala
prais hakoko el miyakodo. L'idée maintenant pour son vendant, l'idée maintenant pour son vendant, l'idée maintenant c'est pour son vendant, l'idée maintenant c'est pour son vendant. In my heart.
Tovo Hashem.
Moshe Shulhoff with Benny Amar with Rachem. In case you tuned in a little late, we're listening to recordings from a concert recorded live on June 12th of 2007. It was the 5th annual Congregation Beth Sholem concert in memory of cantor Moshe Ehrlich. We'll next hear Shemir Helfgott with Avinu Sheba Shemayim. It's a composition by Saul Zim. And I point out to you that Helfgott was asking the audience to join in, which they did, but unfortunately the microphones did not pick up the audience singing along, so for a couple of seconds you might not hear anything but perhaps the piano, and you'll be wondering what's happening. It's because there were no microphones picking up the audience joining in with Avinu Sheba Shemayim.
Avinu, Avinu, Sheba Shamayim, Tzur Yisrael v'Golalo. Avinu, Avinu, Sheba Shamayim, Tzur Yisrael v'Golalo. Me, the funny.
Nothing like Get Your Health God, is there? Okay, let's hear. This is next. Moshe Shulhoff with Shomeya Kol B'Chios. This is a selection, of course, made famous by Shmuel Malofsky.
Swim me yakol bi fiyoyos shoyem le ya noy mi fiyoyos
Moshe Shulhoff with Shemaya Kol Bichios. Okay, we have, we're getting to the close pretty soon, but let's hear one more of Helfgott. This is Hashem Moloch.
adir bamoroy adir bamoroy bamoroy madoshe please join me ey doyze khone
That was Ichimira Helfgott with Hashem Moloch, and very pleased to have with me on the phone. I'm hoping that this is going to be working. Cantor Kaplan.
Hi, I can hear you, Charlie.
Okay, you can.
I can.
Okay, I have Cantor Kaplan of the Beth Sholom congregation in Lawrence, and on the border of Cedarhurst.
Right.
And that was quite a concert.
Oh, it was. It really was. You know, just to have Chazen Helfgott and Chazen Sholhoff and Benny Amar and the choir and Danny Gildar and also Chuck Mulbauer, who was pretty popular out there. Diamonds in Englewood and Diamonds elsewhere. He sang, and he grew up in the shul, so
yes.
He sang one piece.
Well, I'm going to play that in the next few weeks. It was a Kalbach thing.
Right, exactly.
Yes. Yes,
exactly.
It was quite good.
Yes.
The time is, I need many more hours. But all of your concerts have been outstanding. I have the pleasure of attending them. And first of all, I'm so impressed with the commitment that the shul or the congregation makes and that the members make. And it should only happen in more shuls.
Yeah. It's a commitment from the Balabatim who really step up to the plate in terms of sponsoring it and Ben Brothman and Linda Brothman and Joel and Sherry Wiener and Alan Bankhalter, who's a concert chair,
yes.
And Rabbi Hain, and we do everything first class. We, you know, rent a beautiful grand piano and a top-notch sound system and terrific collation afterwards.
Yes.
So and look, we have we picked the finest of the world's chazanim, and every year the challenge that I have, you know, is who to bring, and you know, every year we try to, can you top this, you know?
Well, you know, it's fortunate there's a good crop of young cantors coming up, and I have great hope for the future, quite
yes,
frankly.
Yes, and in fact, this year we had featured Zevi and Moshe Muller, who are among the great upcoming Chazanim, and I know you mentioned a couple of concerts coming up with some young Chazanim, so we're in good shape.
Yes, Yes. Well, you're also fortunate that you have a rabbi who appreciates Chazanis. It's a tough thing when the rabbi and the members are sort of cool towards it. It makes it very difficult.
He's terrific, Rabbi Hain. He's I always tell everybody I'm the luckiest Chazan in the world because of Rabbi Hain, because of the Baal HaBatim, and I mean that. And they're supportive of everything, of the choir. We have 17 fellows in the choir. Five of them are doctors, and they'd rather, I think, sing in the choir than be doctors if they had to choose.
I wanted to play their Adon Olam, which they always have concerts with.
Like our anthem.
Yes, it's by Abe Nadel, and maybe I'll play the Moldauer and that one in the forthcoming weeks. There's something wonderful about a homegrown choir, and absolutely they are having such fun.
Yes.
And, I always bemoan the fact that there are very few choirs around.
I'm with you on that one.
Yeah.
It takes a lot of effort, though. You need to have a good choir leader. You have to have the right music and the commitment of rehearsal after rehearsal. It's not like necessarily being a chazan where you may have your repertoire pretty much set, but a choir is always changing repertoire, and there are different people coming into the choir, and you always have to be, on your toes. So, but the guys in the choir have really grown over the last few years in terms of their voice, in terms of reading music.
Yes.
And it's terrific, and they have a great time.
Well, and as you pointed out, it's a commitment, and you can always tell when there's just a pickup choir where it's not that you don't have some fine artists who can pick up music and read it and make a good sound, but it only gets better over time. And if they don't sing together, they do three or four rehearsals, and bing, they're davening for the high holidays. It makes it tough.
Right.
Any comments about what's going on in the world of Chazanis?
Well, I think that you have a lot of good upcoming talent. And that's a very good sign because it means that young people want to go into it because they feel that there is a market, that there is an audience.
Right.
That there is an audience for it, which is very encouraging. And, one feeds upon the other. If you have good talent, then there's a good audience.
Yes.
If you have a good audience, then it encourages young talent. And that's the key. And our job is to showcase them. In concerts, or by the Amud, shul,
and
on your show,
on my show, where I'm going to be, I'm committed to doing these kumzitzes, and I unfortunately had a recent cancellation, but I'm working on a new venue, and I'll keep everyone informed.
Good.
So we have time for one more selection. It's a wonderful selection that you sang at the concert.
Mm-hmm.
It was Ba'avur David. It's the Rumshinsky composition.
Right.
So let's hear Cantor Joel Kaplan of Congregation Beth Shalom, and this was on June. With the choir, yes.
And with my daughter on the keyboard.
Of course, you can't forget that. Okay, let's hear this.
Ooh.
To Joel Kaplan, and this is Charlie Bernhout, hoping that you enjoyed these 2 hours of Jewish soul music. Remember, I can be reached at cbjmusic@aol.com. cbjmusic@aol.com. Shalom, everybody.